Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 21st, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Intego. Learn more at the link in the show notes below. Leading off today, Apple has reportedly told several of its suppliers that it plans to boost iPhone production over last year's levels, despite fears that the economic fallout of the coronavirus could significantly reduce demand. Analysts had widely predicted a supercycle of around 220 million iPhone sales this year, thanks to the first launch of the 5G-capable iPhones. But concerns of a global recession due to the coronavirus outbreak and record unemployment numbers in the US and other countries, Apple is said to be worried about the demand for a high-end iPhone 12 device. But nonetheless, a new supply chain report today says that Apple wants to make plenty of iPhones, even if it can't sell them all this year. Apple's fear is that component shortages may limit production capacity in the future, so it wants to capitalize while it can. Apple has reportedly told suppliers that it plans to make around 213 million iPhones through March of 2021, which is up 4% compared to the same period last year. Apple's goal is to build up inventory of 5G-capable iPhones, even if it can't sell them right away. Apple has the advantage of being a cash-rich company, so this type of decision makes sense, especially if it is concerned about future disruptions to the supply chain caused by the continued COVID-19 outbreaks. In other news, Apple has officially expanded the reach of its services offerings today, bringing key content businesses to more countries. Today's expansion sees the App Store, Apple Arcade, Apple Podcasts, and iCloud launch in 20 new countries. Furthermore, Apple Music has debuted in a total of 72 new markets, and users signing up to the Apple Music free trial in 52 of those countries will be able to use the service for free for 6 months, compared to the usual 3-month free trial offer. What this means is that more Apple users around the world can access key features of their devices. It's almost incredible to think that there were still people using the iPhone without access to the App Store, and today's expansion changes that for iPhone owners in 20 new countries. The expansion will also help Apple further increase its services revenue and bring new monetization opportunities to developers. We've got the full list of the new countries for each of Apple's services at the link in the show notes below. We're sponsored this week by Intego. We've teamed up with the company to offer 9to5 Mac readers an exclusive 50% off the Intego Mac Internet Security X9 bundle. Intego has been keeping Macs safe since 1997, so it's no surprise that they're one of the leaders in Mac security. Included in the X9 bundle are two crucial tools that you need to keep your Mac safe, secure, and protected from internet threats. The bundle includes Virus Barrier, the world's number one Mac antivirus, which blocks all varieties of adware, spyware, and malware from infecting your Mac. And also NetBarrier, a two-way firewall that not only prevents incoming attacks on your network, it also can alert you when apps on your Mac try to phone home and potentially violate your privacy. Head to the link in the show notes to get 9to5 Mac's Deal of the Month with 50% off Intego's Mac Internet Security X9 bundle. My thanks to Intego for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Finally, another supply chain report today says that due to supply chain disruption caused by COVID-19, Apple has delayed the release of the first 5G iPad from later this year into early 2021. Although Apple already refreshed the iPad Pro last month with features including a LiDAR scanner and a new ultra-wide camera, the rumor had been that another new iPad Pro was coming later this fall. That rumored iPad model was expected to be a next-generation iPad Pro, featuring 5G cellular networking and a new mini LED display. And furthermore, whereas the early 2020 iPad Pro processor was not changed compared to the 2018 model, the fall 2020 iPad Pro was expected to adopt a much more powerful 5-nanometer A14 chip. But with all of that having been said, today's supply chain report suggests that we will no longer get 2 iPad Pro updates this year. Apple is said to be prioritizing the 5G iPhone, given that it's a much more important business for the company, so it's not necessarily surprising to see the iPad take a back seat. And as we said earlier, Apple is of course ramping up 5G iPhone production due to concerns about future COVID-19 delays. But in addition to 5G, one of the biggest changes with this fall's iPad Pro was going to be mini LED displays. Mini LED displays are expected to offer improved brightness and contrast than typical LCD panels, without the yield and burned-in problems of OLED. Mini LED is similar to the technology Apple uses in the Pro Display XDR. Instead of one large backlight that spans the entire screen, the display is made out of many smaller dimming zones that can be turned on and off individually. This allows for black content areas to be truly black because the screen components are simply turned off completely in that region. And while some of this functionality is similar to OLED, OLED displays have issues with burn-in, color shifting, and high production costs. Mini LED solves many of those problems, and Apple is also expected to introduce a variety of other products with mini LED displays in 2020. This includes other models of the iPad, as well as MacBooks and iMacs, but whether or not those products are also delayed remains to be seen. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com and follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. Be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.